为了赢得一盘大棋，
In order to win a big game,
有时候不得不牺牲小竹子。
sometimes we have to sacrifice small bamboo.
这叫做舍车保帅。
This is called keeping the coach and discarding the car.
因此，就出现这样一个问题。
Therefore, this problem arises.
为了整体的胜利而局部牺牲，
To sacrifice for the overall victory,
那么他有没有界限？
does he have any boundaries?
如果有的话，
If so,
界限又在哪里？
where is the boundary?
恰好有两部大片儿，
Just in time for two big movies.
从两个不同的角度讲了同一个问题的两个不同的答案。
There are two different answers to the same problem presented from two different perspectives.
前一段时间，
A few days ago,
波斯湾打仗的时候，
when the Persian Gulf was at war,
有一个大片量的飞行员身陷危局。
a handsome and beautiful pilot is in a dangerous situation.
于是，他们就派了很多的人和很多架的飞机，
So they dispatched many people and many aircraft.
在敌军的万马军中救回了这个小卒子。
I rescued this little bamboo from the enemy's army.
于是就有人说，这是现实版的拯救大兵瑞恩，拯救大兵。
So someone said that this is a real-life version of Saving Private Ryan.
瑞恩是1998年的美国大片儿。
Ryan was in the 1998 American War.
讲的是二战时期的一个真实的故事。
It tells a true story from World War Roman II.
在影片中说的是，
The video says that
美军组成了一个特别的小分队，去潜。
The US military formed a special small team to go to the front lines.
把一个名叫 Ryan 的士兵救回来。
Rescue a soldier named Brian.
这个故事是根据二战时期美军101空降师的士兵弗里茨·兰尼的真实故事改编的。
This story is based on the true story of Fritzlin, a soldier in the 1st Special Air Force of the US Army during World War Roman II.
当年这部大片被引进的时候，
When this big budget film was first introduced,
曾经引发过激烈的讨论，
it once sparked a heated debate.
大家争论的焦点是，为了一个小卒子，
The point of contention was a small soldier,
而让另外八个士兵面临牺牲。
and to make the other 8 soldiers face sacrifice.
究竟值不值？
Is it worth it?
这场讨论经过了将近10年之后。
After nearly 10 years of discussion,
时间到了2007年，
it's 2007.
由冯小刚导演的另一部国产大片《集结号》上映了。
Another major Chinese film directed by Feng Xiaorobang, Zhai Zhenhao, has been released.
讲的是同一个主题，
The story is about the same theme.
就是局部牺牲与保全大局的故事。
It's the story of sacrificing a part for the greater good.
我个人认为，冯氏的作品更加的巧妙。
Personally, I think Vaughn's work is more ingenious.
因为他是在一个影视管理更加严格的环境中，
Because he was in a more strictly managed film environment.
完成了一个大胆的创作，
Completed a bold creation.
而且他把个人与集体，把小我与大我，把。
And he emphasized the distinction between the individual and the collective, the small self and the large self.
宏大叙事讲成了一个精彩的故事。
The epic narrative became a wonderful story,
而且引人深思。
also thought-provoking.
集结号中的故事发生在1948年。
The story takes place in 1948, aboard the ship Kai Kai Hao.
一个名叫谷子地的九连的连长，
A lieutenant named Buzai Dai, who was the commander of a 9-man squad,
刚刚打了一场惨烈的战斗。
just finished a brutal battle.
全连只剩下48个人了。
Only 48 people remained.
就在战斗结束后，
just after the battle ended,
他以为部队就要休整了。
He thought the army was about to rest.
没想到团长把他叫去了，命令。
I didn't expect the captain to be called away for an order.
他去执行一个新的阻击任务。
He went to carry out a new ambush mission.
团长命令说要骨子里他们的九连坚守阵地。
The commander ordered the 9th company to hold their positions firmly.
直到团部吹响集结号。
Until the headquarters sounded the call to gather.
九连才能够撤离。
9 turns are required to evacuate.
后面真正的大戏来了。
The real show is coming up next.
九连的48个兄弟在阻击战中不断的伤亡。
The 40 brothers of Jew Lion continuously dug into the enemy during the siege battle.
大家都知道坚守不住了。
Everyone knows that we can't hold on anymore.
但迟迟没有等到集结号的号声。
But I still haven't heard the call for assembly.
但他们同时看到兄弟的部队全撤了。
So, they both saw that their brother's unit had completely withdrawn.
于是，幸存的几个兄弟产生了分歧。
This led to a split among the surviving brothers.
有人说，
Some say,
听到集结号了。
I heard about the gathering.
有人说，
Some people say,
没有听到。
I didn't hear it.
而连长谷子地仍然要求要等到真正的号声。
And even the regimental commander, Lai Ziki, still insisted on waiting for a truly good recruit.
不惜一切代价执行使命。
At all costs, carry out the mission.
后来，兄弟们全都牺牲了。
Later, all my brothers were killed.
只有连长谷子地幸存。
Only Lin Yuzi survived.
等他醒来的时候，
When he wakes up,
人已经躺在战俘营的医院了。
The person has been lying in the hospital of the prisoner camp.
因为他穿了国军的军装。
Because he was wearing a nationalist army uniform.
上面还有国军士兵的名字和军衔。
There are also the names and ranks of the nationalist soldiers on top.
他就认为是国军的战俘。
He thought it was the army's uniform.
为了证明自己的身份，
To prove his identity,
他开始摇人。
He started to shake people.
却发现战友们都没了。
However, I found that my comrades were all gone.
连部队的番号都改了。
The unit number has also been changed.
九连的番号根本不存在。
There is no such thing as a 9 in a row.
也就是说，
That is to say,
当初许多的痕迹都没有了。
The traces were long gone.
于是，谷子地只好很委屈地以一个国军战俘的身份重新参加了解放军，随军南征北战，还上了朝鲜战场。
So, he was left with no choice but to return to the Liberation Army as a former nationalist soldier, participating in their southern campaigns and even fighting on the Korean battlefield.
同时一直在寻找原来的部队和证人。
While also looking for the original unit and witnesses.
在电影里有一个桥段，地方上发烈士抚恤金的时候，
In a movie, there's a scene where someone is receiving a veteran's pension.
牺牲烈士的家属可以分到700斤的粮食。
The families of the martyrs can receive 700 jin of grain.
而失踪士兵只能够领200斤。
And the missing soldiers can only receive 200 jin.
骨子里亲眼见到自己死去的兄弟被宣布为失踪。
I saw my dead brother declared missing in the field.
他们的家属只能领到200斤粮食。
Their families can only receive 200 gin of grain.
他心如刀绞，也愤愤不平。
He was heartbroken and resentful.
看到这里，冲突感已经拉满了。
The conflict is already very intense here.
后面就显示冯小刚的高明之处了。
This is where Fang Zai Robbing's brilliance is displayed.
也是这部电影得以公映的奥秘。
This is also the secret that made this movie possible.
他把这个委屈的故事与宏大叙事和光荣口号结合了。电影里的时间。
He combined this story of grievance with grand narratives and glorious slogans set within the time frame of the film.
又到了50年代的中期。
It's the mid-1950s.
朝鲜战争结束了。
The Korean War is over.
士兵可以回国了。
Soldiers can return home.
谷子力终于在一个烈士陵园找到了当年团部里的军号手。
The military band leader from the headquarters was finally found in a cemetery.
小梁子。
Zairo Yangzi.
小梁子已经是这个烈士陵园的管理处的主任。
Zairo Yangzi is the head of the management office of this cemetery.
小梁子就说，团长根本没有下达吹集结号的命令。
Zairo Yangzi said that the commander never issued the order to blow up the assembly.
团长亲自安排了九连的命运。
The commander personally arranged the fate of the 9th company.
那是因为敌军一直在死咬他们的团。
That's because the enemy troops were constantly attacking their unit.
而上面的任务是让他们这个团早点参加决战。
The above task is to make this group participate in the decisive battle as soon as possible.
而为了甩开一直咬着他们的敌人，
In order to shake off the enemies that have been biting them,
就只能让九连顶上去做了一枚弃子。
Then only let Jew Lion Top go up and make a sacrifice.
没错。
Right?
是一枚弃子。
A discarded piece.
于是全剧的高潮。
So the climax of the whole play.
到了。听到这些话。
After hearing these words,
谷子地差点崩溃了。
The valley was almost destroyed.
他愤怒、伤心、委屈。
He was angry, sad, and wronged.
大家都是娘胎里生出来的。
We all came from the womb.
他们是人。
They are people.
我们难道就不是人吗？
Aren't we human?
他们怕被咬死。
They are afraid of being bitten to death.
我们就要去送死吗？
Are we going to die?
于是谷子地就去拉军号手小梁子的胳膊，却发现他的袖管里已经是空的。
Then the farmer went to pull the sleeve of the drummer, Zairo Lionzi, but found that his sleeve was already empty.
他已经是一名伤残军人。
He is already a disabled veteran.
而后小梁子带着谷子地来到团长的墓前。
Then Zairo Lionzi brought Gu Zidi to the leader's tomb.
原来团长也不在了。
The commander is no longer here.
这里没有口号。
There is no slogan here.
在悲愤中，在委屈中。
In anger and in distress.
把一切的大道理给解释了。
Explained all the big principles.
把悲愤给化解了。
The anger has been resolved.
把戏给圆了。
Pulling strings.
而且又一种和美国的大片《拯救大兵瑞恩》
And another one, a big American movie about saving soldiers.
完全不同的叙事。
Ryan's different narrative.
用不同的逻辑。
Using different logic.
不同的价值观。
Different values.
对同一个问题给出了另一个回答。
Provided two different answers to the same question.
还弘扬了主旋律
，also promoted the theme of patriotism。
顺便说一下，
By the way,
这部集结号刷新了2007年的票房记录，达到了2.7亿元。
This record-breaking film, The Gathering, shattered the 2007 box office record, earning 270 million yuan.
同时还斩获了电影金鸡奖和百花奖的多个奖项。
It also won multiple awards at the Golden Rooster and Hundred Flowers Film Festival.
当然，那是十几年前的事了。
Of course, that was a long time ago.
如果换成今天，这部片子的命运就不好说了。
If it were to be released today, it would be a different story.
好了。
Okay.
对于正在看一部大棋和正在下一部大棋的观众和棋子们
，For those watching and playing the game of Go，
大家对于两部大片有何观感
？What are your impressions of these two big budget films？
请在视频下方留言。
Please leave a comment below the video。
另外
，In addition，
视频下方的付费合集中聊了点儿。
The paid package below the video discusses the following points.
在一盘大棋中的棋子们
In a big game of chess, the pieces.
如何保护自己财产的事
How to protect your property.
感兴趣的可以看一下
Interested people can take a look.
好了
Okay.
今天就聊这些
Let's talk about this for now.
再见
Goodbye.